Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coach for Kids is on now, KISW.com. A big thanks to Daniel Flores, who donated $69. That's almost three brand new American-made coats for a kid in the Washington State. $25 will do that. Massage for Paws, LLC. They donated $102.
Thank you.
Again, that is four brand new coats for kids in the area that need them. Patricia, thank you for your $50 donation. John, you as well. Jeremy Denning also donated $25. That's all it takes.
Yep.
That's a coat. The goal is 2,500 coats. Donate now if you can at KISW.com. All right, do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
Got a couple from our question, for better or worse, how are you like your parents, or what do you not do because your parents did that? When I was a kid, I asked my dad on a Sunday evening, Dad, do I have to go to school tomorrow? I was kind of playing around as I knew the answer. He replied, no, John, you get to go to school tomorrow. That has stuck with me. I don't have to go to work. I don't have to go to the grocery store. Hell, I don't have to take out the garbage. But I get to. I appreciate and am grateful for the perspective on that.
Yeah.
That from John, the dog poop kid chasing guy. Tell Ted the comptroller needs to talk about the Western chapter.
Things are out of control out there, dude.
That's what I heard.
The Western chapter.
The Western chapter.
Oh, they're a mess.
He's chasing kids. I mean, it's a mess.
Guys, I'm generally lazy, which is like neither of my parents. From my mom's side, I get stubbornness, even though my mom will say that she is not. From my dad's side, apparently, I laugh like him. And my mom hates it. Guys, I'm almost a spitting image of my dad. I have his eating habits, sleeping habits. I still dress in the same style I found most comfortable. Haven't changed in 30 years. And smoking. What up, bitches? Mom and dad have almost no physical ability to express excitement. They can feel it, but are totally incapable of visualizing it. I have the exact same problem. For example, 2016, my mom got us tickets for Painting the Grass, and I was like, hey, cool. Didn't freak out or anything. Then a few months later, on my 16th birthday, her and my stepdad got me a pass to go cage diving with sharks at the zoo and tickets for Prophets of Rage. This was all a surprise after school. I come home, see both tickets for the diving and the show pinned to my door. I get my responses, sweet, thanks, in the most monotone voice imaginable. This habit gets me in trouble with my girlfriend regularly. Keep on rocking, bitches. That from Nathan.
I've gotten in trouble for the opposite.
Getting too excited.
Yeah. And then something else comes up, and I'm like, we got to change that plan. Well, you were excited about it.
I get excited about a lot of stuff.
That's a good one. I get excited about a lot of things. All right, leave me alone.
Guys, when I was in eighth grade, both my parents started doing meth. Didn't get ugly until I was about 17, 18 years old. Everything fell apart. Going through all that, I have no desire to try any hard drugs. I've only smoked weed a handful of times. Okay, time for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Step responsibly.
Let's see. We got one here. Hola. I would like to wish my boyfriend of 3 years, Brian, a.k.a. Brown, a very happy 43rd birthday. I'm one day late.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's all good. Still waiting for that ring.
Just wait another day.
That's from Natasha. Natasha ain't going to get a ring.
Natasha, come on, man.
If you can't remember.
One small ask, you know.
One of them, 3 years. On to the real birthdays. Charles, I'd love to give a shout out to my amazing daughter, Marcel. She's turning 20 today. Hard to believe she was born the same year you guys started at KISW.
Wow.
She's been an awesome concert buddy the last several years. Even been to Tony V's. A bunch to enjoy the very best local rock bands. I know you guys will be there celebrating this Friday. So can she get Coke Ted giving her advice for celebrating her birthday before being able to drink? Maybe some shotgun gets from Thrill and a couple of dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys, and congrats on 20 years.
Thank you.
That from Mike, the former forklift mechanic.
All right, you're 20 years old, so I know what you're thinking. I did sucks. Can't go out, this and that. Trust me, man. I've been doing coke for 25 years now. All right, I've been to all the bars. Everywhere you want to go. You got plenty of time. Don't sweat it. And maybe don't follow the footstep of Coke Tech.
Get.
I've got some
clean ones.
I've got some clean ones in here. I think.
Oh, yeah?
Guys, my girl told me that the sex is way better on vacation.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know people still send postcards. What does Popeye use as a lubricant?
Olive oil.
Olive oil.
Come on. He really had bad taste in women. Sorry.
I was about to say it. I can never get over it.
Right. Of all the cartoon women out there, I'm like, that's who you're willing to get in a fist fight with Bluto.
I think I get away with that one.
No, but it's hilarious.
Let me see it.
What do we got?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop poo.
You ate my poo.
I got some beauties in here. I'm going to try to figure out a way to do these not-so-appropriate jokes.
Oh, yeah?
Got one about an Avon lady. Got a bunch of good ones.
That one's great.
Yeah.
You can save it for the happy hour.
Skin so soft?
I could do that, I guess, but I'd rather do them on the air and make everybody freak out.
Just me. Charles,
I want to wish my husband, Dustin, a very happy 34th birthday. He's a longtime listener of your show and got me into listening as well. How about your penis is too small, a bong rip, and some dad jokes from Miles that will keep Mike on the edge of his seat. That from Sean in MJ.
Where's the one you can't tell?
Oh, I've got like five of them.
We came up with different ways to pull it off.
Oh, did you?
We did.
Okay.
We did. And this came from the top. This is like the corporate way of doing it if you have a funny joke.
Sometimes I don't trust his ear either.
No. Above that.
Oh, even up higher.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right, I'll give you one now, but I'll give the answer after. Why did the Avon lady walk funny? Why did the Avon lady walk funny?
Okay.
Moving on.
She's doing the punchline later.
Yeah.
That's how you legally have to do it.
Hello, gentlemen. It's your friendly neighborhood stamp man. Love you on the YouTube channel, by the way. Thank you about that. KISW Rock, if you want to watch and subscribe. I am turning 33 today. I've been listening for 16 years now. So you fellas managed to survive one more year that I've been listening for half my life. One of my favorite things has been hearing Thrill talk about his experience having kids through the years, especially now that I've gotten my toddler running around on my own. Experience it.
Godspeed, my brother.
Anyway, my birthday wish is to hear Mike say the word dildo.
Got it.
And if I humbly ask for Thrill, telling us what happened with the captain as the captain tried to come to port in Norfolk. Here's to at least one more year and hopefully many more. Cheers, guys. That from Chris.
Like, it was just a question of whether or not I was allowed to say it. It doesn't mean I can't say it.
You are allowed to say it.
We are allowed.
Absolutely. It's the man's birthday.
I'm allowed to say it. That's the whole thing. That was the whole contention there. So now I know I am allowed to say it. So.
You don't have to.
I don't have to.
Come on,
you're also allowed to say no, Mike.
I am.
Yeah.
It's the man's birthday. It's two syllables.
So what? Everybody gets a birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's asking for this. It's special. It's special. It means a lot to him.
Fine. Dildo. Enjoy that.
God, the way you say it makes it unsexy.
The answer, her lipstick. How about some captain?
So you get it? If we wait long enough, we can do it, right?
That's sick.
Yeah. Worth it, right?
Okay.
I got a few more I can do. It.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Charlie pulling the port in Norfolk. Look, I don't want to throw the Kool-Aid man under the bus, but seriously, he needs to keep his juice in his pitcher. You know what I'm saying? We were denied access to the Norfolk port and put in a 40-day quarantine because somebody got themselves an STD during our trip through Madagascar. We find out later that he had one of the first cases of Kool-Aid's Crunch Berries.
Jesus.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Her lipstick.
Yaw's a dirty joke. Brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
9.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, check out up here to 5:08. We'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Apparently, the black bear population is making a comeback.
Where? Everywhere?
This story came out of Texas, so at least
Yeah.
Seems to be the year of the bear.
Yes,
we've had more bear stories this year than I can remember.
Especially Japan.
Everywhere.
They're in parades underneath in Tennessee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're breeding like rabbits, those bears.
Or rabbits have always been breeding like bears. It's hard to
know. Yeah, right. Just cranking them out like bears out here.
That sounds like pooping. That's what I would think if you made that statement. It's cranking it like a bear.
Well, the thing is, they're everywhere. They're in Florida. I mean, they've been walking through the neighborhood of Naples, which is the average temperature of like 85 degrees all year.
I mean, they've always been down there. I mean,
they're just everywhere.
That's that thin line between like conservation, bringing them back, and then being like, all right, hunters, do your thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can balance it, it all makes sense.
I've never had bear.
Same.
I haven't either.
I'd give it a go.
I mean, if it's on the menu somewhere, I'd be like, you know, I'll give it a try.
Give it a try, yeah.
Would you like to try our bear nuggets?
Yes.
That is how I'd want to try it, nuggets.
Nuggets?
Well,
you wouldn't want
a
bear steak?
If I don't like it, I still have this whole steak. I feel like if I got bear nuggets, it's an appetizer.
You can take a bite and say, like, okay, I like this or I don't.
And then order something I know I will like.
There's so much bear, though.
Well, I know, but I don't think an entire bear. That's like one order of nuggets. There's 740 bear nuggets.
Would you go bear burger?
But generally, you ground stuff up in the ground beef or sausage. It's a little
wild
better.
Game. Bear jerky.
There's a bear on top of the utility pole the other day. They're everywhere.
Yeah. McDonald's is the latest to come under fire for producing an AI-generated Christmas ad.
Why does anyone care?
I think,
if the ad's not offensive or something like that, like, what difference is
it? I think it mainly, the criticism comes from the younger generation, which is actively rejecting AI-generated media.
Okay.
They're looking at that, you know, if you use AI to create something that's going to generate revenue for you, you are seen as scum of the earth.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, like, I can't, like, cool, you're right. McDonald's has plenty of money to actually think and produce. And the thing is that they try to defend it like, we spent weeks thinking of the proper prompt for this AI generated.
It doesn't mean that people like it. It just means you spent a long time doing it.
Right.
You spent a long time figuring out how to fail.
I think also because it's actual humans that's the AI. Whereas, like, Mike and I were talking about, like, people were like, Coca-Cola is still using AI. It's like, well, right, but the polar bears never drank soda. So you kind of accept, you know what I mean?
Sure,
so
it's animals like a, and all that. I
think it's when it's more of humans. It's like, you could have just hired humans to do it.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
AI is crazy, though. Yeah.
It can be. And I feel like AI-generated ads are all over the place. It's just they're not as obvious as they are when you bring people into it, sure. When you bring different things to where the AI just can't quite register it correctly. You know, if it's just fonts over a screen, AI will do that just fine. It's not going to be a problem. But when you bring figures into it, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's tough because there's going to be a line of, like, I don't know. We've already done it with convenience, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We wanted so much convenience that we basically killed a whole job market of people doing other stuff. So it's like, I don't know. There's going to be a line where it's like, do you want real actors? Or, well, we just got these AI ones.
Mm-hmm. Seattle has been ranked the number 3 most relaxed city in the U.S. as far as the major cities go.
You hear that?
They actually labeled the top 5. Seattle is the only one in the top 5 that is not in California.
Yeah, I saw that earlier today. I was like, all right.
San Francisco made number 1, if I'm not mistaken. And then there was...
They're known for being chill.
Yeah. San Jose, San Diego. There was another one. I forget which one it was.
I remember those 3. Yeah, Seattle. Yeah, what was the 5th one?
Had an A to it. I forget. Nah. I don't care. It's
Anaheim.
No, not Anaheim.
Probably not Anaheim.
Yeah.
I feel like back east, people just get stressed. And sometimes it's about nothing. Like, why are you stressing yourself out about that?
But the East Coast, one, yelling is how you communicate. But also, when that many people live in that small of an area, that's just kind of, that's how it's going to be, right? Picture living in a house with 15 people versus living alone.
Right.
That's kind of the just how your mindset is all the freaking time.
Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, brought to you by the letter P. It is an adjective, and I give you guys about a 60% chance of success on this one. It's a formal word that can describe something that is very small or too small in amount, or something that has little meaning, importance, or worth.
Petty?
Petty, not a bad guess, but not the right answer. A formal word that can describe something that is very small or too small in amount.
Petite.
Or something that has little meaning, importance, or worth. Not petite. No.
Pugilant?
Pugilant. No, sir. Miles, any guess whatsoever?
Pterodactyl.
I love it. Paltry is the word.
Yeah.
Paltry.
A poultry.
Paltry.
Paltry amount to pay.
Gotcha. Like poultry. That's a small chicken.
The only time I ever heard that word used in that in a context was, oddly enough, in Guardians of the Galaxy, and I thought he was using the word poultry.
Oh, really?
Like, is he calling our gods chickens? Like, I didn't get it. So, paltry. P-A-L-T-R-Y. Paltry.
He's got a little poultry one.
Yeah. Mm. A little poultry one.
That's cute.
A new major study found that electric cars are no more dangerous to pedestrians than gas cars. Is it because we thought that they had, like, a stealth mode?
Well, initially, just the lack of sound.
Right.
To alert people that a car might be there.
And
so now that they have sound.
And it's up to the drivers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I would say that what I've seen electric cars being dangerous is they accelerate very fast.
Man, if you're not prepared for that, that is...
Yeah.
That's what I love about them, though.
I still put it on. If you can't hear the car, it's still not on the driver. It's on you for stepping out in front of a car without looking.
Yes, look for the car.
Yeah. I mean, that's also, though, why some, like, scooters and motorcycles are loud.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You want to be able to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Mike used to ride.
I used to ride, man. I still do from time to time.
Nobody's putting you in a cage.
I'll jump on the lime.
Yeah.
But I get on the road where it's supposed to be. It's a sidewalk. And they even tell you when you sign up for those things, they're like... This is not meant for the sidewalk.
But we know you're going to ride it on there anyway.
I get annoyed when people have them in the grocery store.
In the store?
Yeah.
They do have little
scooters. But,
again, they were like 2 teenage boys, so I was like, I'm going to let it go. If they were adults, I've been like,
what? They brought a Lime scooter inside?
I don't know, just they had like a scooter. Okay. Right. Just
you know what that might be? If they don't have a bike lock.
Yeah, that's what I was
guarantee
like.
Guarantee it.
That's what I was like, they're at that age. They're like 15. So I was like, I'm not going to give them crap. But if I saw an adult do it, I was just like, why do you have those in here?
Yeah.
There's been another study on how certain foods can influence the bacteria that's in your gut. Shocked at this point?
No.
What you eat affects what happens to you. In fact, you shouldn't be looking at what you're putting in. You should be looking at what you're putting out.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So this list here magically showed up on my desk, and it is the 10 things that you should never see in the toilet bowl, according to doctors.
Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it gets all the way down. Honestly, if you see these, you know that you're not supposed to see them, but we will break it down for you right now. Bottom of the list, they say bloody, quote-unquote, coffee grounds vomit.
Oh.
Nobody wants to vomit, and usually something is not good if you're vomiting. While vomiting itself isn't necessarily healthy, there is certainly unhealthy vomit. Let's see here.
Coffee grounds?
If you notice your blood in your vomit, which may appear as bright red, maroon, or dark speckled spots resembling coffee grounds, it's a serious red flag. If there's blood in the vomitus, it's because there's blood somewhere in the GI tract. This can include a tear or a burst blood vessel in the esophagus, bleeding in the stomach due to an ulcer or irritation or liver problems.
So is vomitus the actual word for the... For the noun? Like, in other words, is vomit a verb that's the action, and then vomitus is what we've created?
I believe you're correct, yes.
Okay.
So you just learned something new.
I know, right?
It's called vomit.
Yes. All right, there. Called vomit.
Puke, spewing.
Things you should never see in the toilet bowl, according to doctors, cloudy, murky urine.
Oh, wow.
Depends on how cloudy, though. Are we talking like a morning fog, or are we talking about, like, can't see 3 feet in front of you?
I don't know that I've had cloudy urine. I don't think.
Sometimes. Healthy urine should be clear. If it's cloudy, murky, or milky, this is not normal.
Ooh, milky.
Milky. That really?
White or cloudy urine is often indicative of infection. Culprits are UTIs and bladder infections, which may also cause a foul odor. Fortunately, UTIs are very treatable with antibiotics, but if left untreated, the infection can spread to the kidneys, where it can cause life-threatening complications. Sexually transmitted infections like chlamydia and gonorrhea can cause murky urine and require prompt treatment.
I mean, I think there's a difference when you know you're dehydrated.
Yes. You typically know when you're dehydrated, right?
Correct.
Or you ate something that you don't normally eat.
Yeah.
So my thing is like, maybe we give it one more go around the wheel before we sound the alarm on this.
But again, if it was like white, I'd be like, oh, God,
milky.
Wrong.
Yes. If it was milky white, we have a problem. We got a problem.
I don't know.
On the other side, dark brown urine. Mm. Never ignore urine that looks dark brown or orange, they say. Most often, it's a sign of severe dehydration. This occurs because the body retains more water, which concentrates the pigments in urine. Brown, cola-colored or tea-colored urine may also indicate liver disease, hepatitis, muscle breakdown. Biliary disorders can cause, or is it biliary disorders, can cause dark brown or orange urine due to elevated bilirubin levels.
Basically, your pee is not Skittles. There should not be a rainbow.
Correct. At the end of the day, it should be either clear or it should be yellow.
Yeah, a little yellow tint,
right. Sometimes maybe a little dark yellow when you had a few too many
beers. But again,
you know why you're dehydrated.
Yeah,
exactly. Or if you are.
I ain't drank for a while.
Yeah.
I drank at 7 o'clock last night and it's now 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Just getting rid of what I got in there. Let's see here. Again, these are the 10 things that you should never see in the toilet bowl, according to doctors. They say bloody urine. Color me surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. You don't want to see bloody urine, a.k.a. hematuria. Hematuria may appear as pink, red, or cola-colored urine.
Jeez.
Even minimal amounts of blood in urine can indicate a serious issue. Pink or red urine may suggest underlying conditions such as a urinary tract infection, kidney stones, or tumors. Other possible causes include menstruation, strenuous physical activity, dietary changes, and certain medications. Rarely, it can be a symptom of bladder cancer.
It'd be weird, though, if I went to the doctor and said, dude, my urine's pink, and it says, you're menstruating, Mr. Hill.
That's right.
Huh.
I don't know how to tell you this, Mr. Hill, but... And the thing is that I feel like there's also certain urines that need to be tested for blood because the trace amounts are so small.
You wouldn't know, right?
Right. It looks like you're just peeing into a cup, but they're like, no, you actually got blood in the urine.
Yay.
That freaks me out. I wonder about that. Like, I stare down there like, are you okay?
Little buddy.
Everything good?
My paltry little friend.
Oh, hey, come on. Damn it.
I'm using a new word.
Don't talk about my paltry penis.
I mean, I had a buddy, it happened to him, and it turns out he had kidney stones.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Man. What, blood in his urine?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I avoid one thing.
Still would freak
you
out.
I know.
No matter what. You go to the doctor.
Well, right. I mean, that's why he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he was only in college.
Damn. Oh.
So it was like, what is going on?
What is happening here? Hard, pellet-like poop.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden it feels like you're passing rocks and pebbles, it could be a sign of constipation.
Kink, kink.
Healthy poop is typically soft, log-shaped, and easy to pass.
Log-shaped?
Yes.
Like a U-log.
Log-shaped.
Does anyone ever look at a log and say, that's poop-shaped? That's a solid log.
So only if it's like a little bit of like a twig that came off of it, but like giant tree logs, no. Sometimes I see that little twig that goes by like, hey, wait a minute.
Plop a log.
The table. hard, dry, pellet-like stool has usually been backed up in the colon for too long, where the body absorbs too much water. In most cases, constipation is temporary and related to lifestyle issues such as not drinking enough water or eating enough fiber. It's very common to experience travel-related constipation.
Yeah, that is true.
That makes sense, because you're eating things that you don't normally eat.
Now, hopefully you're having a good time, making right. different decisions about your diet.
You're experiencing a different climate. If you're, it depends on where you're going. I mean, you went down to Houston. How was it compared to what we had going on here?
About 20 degrees warmer.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a humid.
And they ate Olive Garden. You know, it actually was not humid, which was crazy.
Nice.
That's a nice change, yeah.
10 things that you should never see in the toilet bowl, according to doctors. Let's go on the other side. Greasy, oily, floating stools.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Enjoy that. If you see greasy, oily, floating stools, take note. It could be a sign of you having some malabsorption, meaning that there's more fat in the stool, so instead of dropping to the bottom of the toilet bowl, they're floating. The floating stools may also be foul-smelling, foamy, and difficult to flush. Also known as steatorrhea. I'm sure I'm saying all this correctly. This can occur when the body has trouble breaking down and absorbing fats due to a problem with the digestion system, according to the Cleveland Mayo Clinic.
Again, I think that's another one. If you're eating a bunch of greasy food, as I always heard about floats, you had too much salt.
Yeah.
Like the night before.
I mean, hopefully, like you're saying, you can identify why this is happening.
Correct,
I think when you can no longer think back to your diet, you go, okay, this is
or
a problem.
If you can't remember having, you know, it's been 5 or 6 days, you haven't had a regular solid BM, then it's like, all right, something, like you've got to have an infection or something.
Yeah. Right. Anybody have a non, you know, standard, you know, the tapered, log-shaped, you know, easy to pass? Anybody not have that and they just sit there the entire time throughout the passing like, what in the world?
Yeah, you can't wait to look at it to go like, what is going on?
Right.
Right.
Was this the Chipotle from last night?
Right. Go through the entire Rolodex of meals.
Was this the IHOP in the morning? What did this?
It's a big day.
It's a huge day.
Chipotle for dinner, IHOP in the morning. I mean, I like it.
And I feel better at the end of it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I feel great when that's all
sometimes
done.
Sometimes you got to earn that relief.
Right? Just take a quick breath after you're done with it. 10 things that you should never see in the toilet bowl. Number 2, white clay-colored stools.
Oh.
Yeah, if your stool's white, talk
there's
to
somebody. Definitely something wrong.
Generally speaking, normal poop is some shade of brown. If all of a sudden you have stools that look like they are gray or pale white clay color, that could indicate that there might be some issue with the liver, the gallbladder, or the bile ducts. See, this is where I get
you ever had a green one? Grinch log?
Yeah, not quite that green.
I thought green was the only weird color. I was like, it's green.
Yeah.
Then were you sick?
No.
Just had green anytime off. I've had green poo, I
felt like my poop should be green.
Correct. I had an infection of some sort. Uh-huh. I was like, oh.
You ever had it so green it starts going a little bit blackish?
Not recently, but wow. Oh, yeah.
The only time I had white stuff was after I drank a gallon of milk in an hour.
Well, yeah, I remember you saying that. And we're like, no, we know why.
Yeah, it looked
that
like
passed
chalk.
Quick.
It passed real quick.
Pale stools are often caused by a lack of bile, a digestive fluid that contains bilirubin, which gives poop its brown color. Pale stools could indicate the underlying problems such as hepatitis, psoriasis, bile duct blockages, gallstones, and pancreatitis. But then I'll leave you with this last thing that you should never see in the toilet bowl, according to doctors.
A video camera.
Oh, that too. Black tarry stools.
God.
Also known as Melena. Melena.
Melena.
How you doing, baby? Hey. Melena are not something that you want to see in your toilet. Tarry means that when you wipe, it's coming off almost pasty and dry. The black stool may also appear sticky and shiny, like a black leather shoe and a foul smell.
Wow, that's...
Do they really need to get this described?
It's different from any odor you've ever smelled. It's very musty, very pungent.
I will say that's what infants are spewing out, like, the first couple days.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's all the amniotic fluid. So one of the things the doctors tell you, they're like, look, the first couple times you change a kid's diaper, it is not poop, as you know poop. It is very sticky. It is very viscous. It is black. It's tarry. Blah, blah, blah. It should only last a few days, and then they're like, trust me, the floodgates open. And they are not kidding.
Yeah. A man in Oklahoma robbed a local liquor store, but his choice of weapon was more antiquated than usual.
What do you use?
So how about it at 5:50?
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! Mas Tequila! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast GameStop, the world's largest retail gaming and trade-in destination. Now, over the weekend, GameStop, they held their Trade Anything event. Are you familiar with this?
No.
All right. They're literally called Trade Anything event. And the idea is that their big event, it's the latest publicity stunt from the company, but this time it's designed to highlight its trade-in program that provides customers with store credit or cash for a range of home entertainment items. And they were not kidding. Now, keep in mind, normally they will not accept these things as a trade-in, but on Trade Anything Day, they stay true to themselves. Now, the only thing they turned down was someone brought in their live pet dog. They said, no, we will not take that. But some of the things they did take in exchange for store credits or for cash, road signs, people's artwork of their pets with hair like Snoop Dogg, a tiny Jesus, a speed limit sign, Air Jordans, VHS tapes of the TV show Friends, McDonald's Grinchmas socks, will look to be a replica of the United States Declaration of Independence. But my favorite, they accepted both a taxidermied goose and a taxidermied bobcat from two different people.
Hmm.
And those people got store credits or cash. I'm not sure if you get your choice on that, but either way.
That's cool.
Other than a living animal, they held true to their trade anything.
They need to open up a thrift shop now.
You know, that was my thought. Like, all right, now you got to have all this crap.
Sell it someplace.
Yeah, that bobcat would be awesome to own.
Well, the one thing they did say about the bobcat and the goose, they said both looked like they had seen better days, but still, keep in mind, it's already dead, so it definitely saw better days. But yeah, so the trade anything, if you're into gaming, man, that's the place to go. But it's a one-day event, and it's already happened. So stay tuned for next year. In the meantime, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contest on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast